most of the wild-caught Alaskan salmon harvest is exported. And according to the Alaskan Seafood Marketing Institute, a third of those exports go to China. Some of that salmon is consumed domestically by the Chinese, and some is processed and re-exported to other countries. But a recent survey shows a growing interest in Alaskan salmon among a burgeoning Chinese middle class with disposable income.
Most of the consumers know Alaska, and then when we asked those questions, they were excited about Alaska seafood or salmon.
That's Angie Jung. She co-authored the study, which surveyed more than 1,000 Chinese grocery shoppers in an attempt to gauge the customer interest in Alaskan salmon. She says the Chinese perceive Alaskan seafood as some of the cleanest and healthiest protein in the world.
From local consumers' perspective, their consumption perspective, I think there is a huge demand. There is a huge emerging local consumers' market.
This demand comes alongside an uptick in the United States' domestic market for wild-caught salmon fillets. And like the United States, the Chinese are becoming more interested in where their food comes from. Jung says with a growing economy comes an increase in pollution, and a wealthier Chinese middle class is willing to spend more to eat healthier.
There is a very quick economic development in China. That's why there is a rising of the middle class. But meanwhile, accompanied with the economic development, there are environmental pollutions, there are food safety scandals. So those actually turn out to be concerns for the consumers.
There is also a market in China for fish heads, skins, and bones. The report shows salmon heads on sale in Chinese markets for $4.99 a pound, skins for $2.46 a pound, and bones for $5.10 a pound. Zhang says these are delicacies, part of a traditional Chinese cuisine.
For fish head and bones, usually we cook it in soups. And Chinese consider those soups as very healthy soups. And for the skins, sometimes people do the skin salad.
But AskMe International Marketing Director Hannah Lindoff says few, if any, processors of Alaskan wild-caught salmon are selling the heads to China, and the bulk of the supply is from farmed salmon.
There is expense incurred in Alaska to process heads, to freeze them, to ship them, and that this is not a dirt cheap item, but something that, you know, our processors would need to at least, you know, break even on.
The peak of the sockeye run is soon approaching in Alaska, and indications show the initiatives in the state to increase the quality of salmon sold in the market could be accompanied with an increased market demand, domestically for fillets and for the entire fish abroad. In Dillingham, I'm Nick Shalino.